Thank you.
I want you all to know that. Anybody in the kitchen? Yeah. Kitchen. I want you all to know that this lady has a special place in our hearts. When you had her drive us one day to the airport, we learned so much about you. And the things we learned about her, we said, we would have never known it. Even in the prophetic, we would have never known it. How well she carries herself. And,
yeah.
And you know, not looking for pity or sympathy. And then she goes through all of what she's going through. And we're praying for her. And, you know, and she sends a picture of her car up on its top. And we're like, oh, my God. You know?
On Facebook,
and,
yeah.
And yet her faith, kind of like the two of you, yeah. Her faith just, it doesn't quit.
It's been amazing.
And what a testimony. And I wanted to say this in front of everybody because it's a blessing to us because we pray over so many. I think we lost count. I stopped counting at over 68,000 people we have ministered over prophetically in our lifetime. And now and then we come across, I mean, everybody's a gem in God's eyes, but in our eyes, this is a true gem. Because we've watched her, and I've said, she's got every reason to say, you know, kind of like Job's wife, yep. You know. Why do you still, you know, why don't you just tell God hit the road and everything, and she would be justified. And yet, she keeps her heart where she
yeah.
keeps it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I'm going to read to you out of Exodus. It says, then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, this is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and blah, blah, blah. And then it goes down to, it says, and how I want you to tell them how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. This is a picture of Cindy.
Wow.
This scripture is a picture of you, Cindy. And I just love it. Wow. And then it says, now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations will you be my treasured possession.
Wow.
And you, Cindy, are a treasured possession, not just to the Lord, but to all of us, to me
yeah.
and Sharon. You have become a treasure to our lives because
yes.
we've watched you, and I'm like, wow, despite everything that's gone on in her life, Sharon, look at her. She's a rock. She's just there. Wow. And then when you told us how you were homeless and all that stuff, I mean, I was like, I worked with the homeless. And I could never figure out why people wanted to be homeless. She explained it in two sentences. I'm like, where has she been all my life? You know, I'm trying to figure this out for 4 years. And she just spoke so elegantly. And so God has a passion for you, Cindy. That's why I believe I'm prophesying to you. He's got a passion for you, and that's why you are who you are right now. And he's never going to let you be less than you can be, despite everything that's going on in you. Inside is the person he created. Inside is that person with compassion. Inside is that person with love. Inside is that person that is so selfless that you put other people's needs even ahead of your own needs. And you've got a story to tell. You understand that this is a love letter to us. This entire book is a love letter to us. And I was telling Pastor Richard and Pastor Marcy yesterday that everybody's got a story. And I told you, everybody's got a story. If we would just listen to people's stories, wow, church would be so much better. You know, I used to love when our church did a Sunday of testimonies and just listen to people. You know, and they would say, well, we're only going to give you 5 minutes. No, let them talk. We're not in a hurry. Let them talk. I want to hear the whole story. I don't want to hear the abbreviated story. Because people's testimonies, the word of the Lord says, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, you can't beat that. And this woman's got a testimony. You got a testimony. I want to say to you, and I would even help you with this, if you're open, because I believe your testimony is powerful and real and genuine, and people will be saved through your testimony. And I feel that with Pastor Richard's permission, if you would allow, and I know I got a busy schedule, but I'd like to help you. We'd like to help you put something together that can be filmed maybe here, and it might have a little time to it. It might be an 8-minute, 9-minute type of thing. But I believe what the Lord has done in you and what you have walked through is so powerful that people need to hear it. And I've got people in my circles of 3,000 and 4,000 people that need to hear what God has done for you. And I believe it's going to radically change their lives. So you guys talk about it and everything. But I believe that you have something that can't be bottled. It has to be given out. Wow. And you have had the opportunity to spend so much time with Jesus one-on-one because of everything that you went through. And I remember talking to you one time, and you said, yeah, we did the chemo. Yeah, then I had to have the surgery. And yep, and you just did it as matter of fact. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, I'd be a mess. I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, I cut my finger. I almost pass out when I see blood. Yeah. She'll tell you.
You have.
I did. I almost fell on one of our kids. I was trimming the hedges, and I grabbed the stupid cutter by mistake. And I walked in the house, and I said, give me a Band-Aid. And I went right down, and my son rolled out of the way just in time because I would have landed right on top of him. But people need to hear your love. They need to hear your faith. They need to hear your passion and that you declare Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Your life has not been easy, but you just turn everything. You know, the sign behind you says blessed, and that sums up your life. And, you know, people have different definitions of blessed, but blessed is what it means to us. And despite everything you've gone through, you still look at yourself as a blessed person.
Yeah.
And it comes out. It comes out in everything you do. I wrote next to this scripture. People will hear and see in you that what you live for and what you do is real and it's genuine. It will cut through the storms of their heart, and the storms will be calmed, and they will feel the love of Christ in them. And that's what's inside of you that needs to come out. Because I believe by the word of your testimony and by sharing with people what you lived through and what you, not to exploit you, but to share with others, if this ministers to your heart, to share with others, because I have to tell you, I can start naming off people that are so stuck right now because they don't have anybody that has lived what they've lived through and have what you have today. Man, I saw you last night and you said, yeah, look at my leg, this is happening, but you know what? I'm alive, and I'm still a voice for Christ. You sacrificed so much. And God, I feel to tell you right now, God said, He is so in love with you. I was praying about you this morning. I was praying for you, actually, and the Lord said, tell her I love her. Tell her that even though all of this has fallen upon her, she is not lost one. As a matter of fact, tell her faith has increased with everything that's been going on in her life and that I am so pleased with her. And he said, tell her I'm going to use her life to rescue so many other lives. That's powerful. You know, you listen to everybody else's word and you hear they're getting this glamorous and you hear this and you hear that and you're sitting there going, I'm happy for them, but, you know, your word is living and breathing. It's Cindy. That's your word. You are one healing, prophetic, anointed woman that just how you handle yourselves and how you speak. I was listening to you last night and I'm like, she just oozes faith. Despite everything, you ooze faith. Mm-hmm. And I believe that God is going to use you mightily, Cindy. You are going to leave a legacy. You know, legacy, you've heard me say it, is not what we do in life that matters. It's what we set in motion that does. That's mm-hmm. the most important thing. Billy Graham said legacies are not programs, church stuff, or anything. A legacy is left behind to teach people how to love Jesus, how to love God the Father, and how to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That's who you are. You're a living legacy that people need to hear from. And it's going to transform their lives. It'll even transform your life as you're doing it. And it will go on for decades. As long as the Lord tarries, it will be an encouragement to so many people. You, Cindy, are a blessing. You, Cindy, are vital in the house of the Lord. No one understands or can say how they feel, how you feel, because we've not walked in your sandals. We can empathize with you and love you, but no one can speak it the way you're going to be able to speak it. And that's what's going to set things in motion for people's lives. You are awesome. You are one of the most awesome people that Sharon and I have encountered that have walked through so many trials and tribulations and just stayed even keel. I'm sure you've had your moments, but you know what? You're blessing us. You just bless it. When you were talking last night, I was getting so filled up and so blessed. I'm like, this is amazing. People need to hear her story because their lives will be forever changed. Don't you leave here today feeling abandoned or short strawed or whatever you want to call it. You got everything God wants you to have and more. And he wants you to pour it out into others. Amen. Mr. Richard, would you pray?
Amen. Lord, we thank you for Cindy, your special treasure.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that you have placed in her such a strong spirit of faith, walking through adversity, but always walking through because her eyes are upon you. And you take the word of the Lord that's been declared over Cindy. And just declare that there is nothing that is wasted in your kingdom.
That's right.
That every circumstance you turn and use for good.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just seal the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Over Cindy's life today.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We declare healing.
Yes. Come on.
Recovery in her body.
Yes.
We command recovery in her body by the authority of Jesus. Matchless, holy, completed name. We declare the release of healing. Full recovery in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Wow.
Jesus' name. Don't want to walk out of here with it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Recovery.
Yes.
Full recovery.
Yes.
We're releasing.
Yes.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Thank you so much for taking your time today.
Amen. Pastor Charlie, thank you. This is just beautiful.
These are the best meetings in the home. They went from house to house. It's awesome. Thank you so much. You made our... This is what a kickoff to our year.
Let me just say in closing here, thank you to both of you for your vulnerability and for your authenticity.
Yes.
I've told this to Pastor Charlie. He's one of the most gifted individuals in the prophetic I know. And yet he carries it with such humility that it is part of the what makes the package so authentic. And we just honor you. Thank you for your friendship. I'm just really grateful that God's brought you into our lives.
Yes. We are too.
You've been such a blessing to us personally and also to the church. And we just honor you and love you. And thank you for this time. This has been a special meeting.
We want to do life with people that have a passion to do life and see the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Be established.
Even in California?
But they're not out there. There's not a lot of them out there these days, you know. You know, we got to stop looking in and start looking out.
Yeah.
We really do. And it's a natural human thing to want to look inward, but we've got to start looking outward. Because whether we like it or not, there are people out there that are they're not nice people, but they need the Lord. I was not a nice person before I was saved. I mean, my job, my last couple years of my secular work was to fire people, and I couldn't wait to get to work to fire them. And it made it an extra bonus if they cried when I did it. I was not a nice guy, you know? And so, you know what? We forget. I tell people, go back to the days of your first encounter with the Lord and remember what you were set free of.
Yeah, that's right.
And that will remind you why we need to go after the loss.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. Alex, well, thank you for opening your
door. Yes.
Guys, I'm so glad the Lord gave us this home. And we just want to thank all of you for coming. So Lord, we just commend these leaders. We commend them to grace. Thank you, Lord, for your Spirit resting upon us, for your glory resting upon us. Lord, in anticipation of what we just thank you for a Selah month, a time of just recounting your goodness in gratitude. And just in that place of just getting our spirits right, our heads right, getting our hearts right.
Yep.
Lord, you're just causing us to get aligned because we're coming out of this thing and you've got an idea somehow about slinging us out like stones from a sling. And launching us into a great year. But we just thank you. Lord, we don't even want to end this meeting without just saying and expressing our gratitude.
Yes.
As the psalm said, were it not for the Lord, it's only your grace. It's only you have been our Ebenezer. You have been our stone. You have, the Lord has brought us, and he has been with us even up till now. And so we have hope in you for the future. We bless you. Thank you for your this time, this meeting. We thank you for these people. We release them to grace. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, Mike, just so you know, Sharon and I have been known to throw a wedding together in less than 24 hours. Geez. So you just
the wheels have been turned. They're already made up and finished.